Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yes, it's me. Yeah. I did swallow Kermit the Frog again. And I want to thank Dave for filling in, Whiskey Dave for filling in for me last night. That was very nice of him. I talked with him on the phone earlier, and he's like, dude, you really going to do the show that way? The man, I thought you loved me. So he agreed to do it, short notice. So thank him next time you hear from him or see him. You know, Joe Biden, I mean, seriously, God bless the man. I do feel bad for him. I feel extremely bad for him, actually. I think his family is a bunch of schlocks, though. I mean, that man is not having an easy time. And those of you who are honest with yourselves, and many of you aren't, you're so ideologically driven that you just don't care. That man is struggling. He has every sign there is of Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever you want to call it. Actually, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. Some tell me it's actually the first form, I mean the first phase of it, if you would. And you can see him in pain up there. You can see him struggling. And they still, they're going to push him to run again. I think it's because they have a lot of control over him, but whatever. He was lost on a stage today. Hello? It isn't right. And yet, they're still pushing him to go. And not only was he lost on, it went even further than that. Not only was he lost on the stage, frankly and honestly. But then he tripped. Oh, and by the way, it was the sandbags' fault. Because you know how it is. Whenever the sandbags are around, we never think about stepping over them. That's just not a thought in our mind, apparently. I mean, you hear how seriously stupid this is? It makes perfect sense to them. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It works out well for everybody that way. You know, you got Alfonso Rachel who's going to join me after the break. There's so much going on out there in the news, other than Joey B. tripping. You know, some people say we're picking on him. We're not picking on him. I mean, look at this. This is the leader of the free world who claims he can do more push-ups, he can run faster, he can do so many things better, faster, and further than anybody, you know, half his age. He's the one that puts it out there. So, you know, again, if you're going to say it, you better be able to do it. This man could not keep up with Trump. We saw that from day one. If you look at his daily schedule, He can't keep up with them. My God, they shut him down in the early afternoon. Right? Just, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, because that's how we win. When you engage, when you get involved. Well, you know that whistleblower who was set to reveal that explosive information on the Biden crime family, right? Then all of a sudden he disappeared. Nobody could find him. Well, somebody found him, right? He is hiding. Now, the Gateway Pundit reports that Luft vanished from Cyprus in April under mysterious circumstances. He's now living as a fugitive in an undisclosed foreign location. He was an advisor to the China Energy, or what's it called, CEFC. It's a business with extremely close ties to Chinese Communist Party. Now, he served alongside, you ready for this one, Hunter Biden. So he knows Hunter. He was there. He said that they paid approximately $5 million in 2017 alone to secure energy deals. Where? Anybody know? Got a clue? These United States. I mean, seriously. They've got the paperwork. They can nail them. And why is it taking so long? If this was Trump, they would have stepped out with it with a search warrant and a SWAT team within 24 to 48 hours, right? Now, Luft was arrested back in February on what he called bogus weapon trafficking charges. In orders from the Biden regime, right? Once Joe Biden assumed power, there was very little reason to keep details on his family and his corruption hidden from the public. He said, you know what? I knew what was happening. I knew they were coming after us. So now, why wait? You know, I always had to say that these guys, these thugs, if you would, they really don't understand that they hold no place. Nobody gives them any high esteem. Somebody's going to come after them. This isn't going to be an easy ride for them. He said, I was charged for a thought crime, basically. I was asked by bona fide arms dealer and Israeli friend to acquire with a company if I knew that they had an item. Well, what would be the price of that item? And that was it. And because of that, they came and got me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problems. You need, you know, like I always say to you, we need warriors. We need more warriors. We need more people that are afraid to stand up and say what's true. Believe what's true. Open their mouths when they figure out what's true. That's always a good one, too. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE. Let me bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every work. We lovingly refer to, yeah, there's no dancing. There's no dancing on radio. I know. In the Old Testament, they were dancing all over the place. I got it.
That's right.
You know, they were partying down all the time.
And dance.
You know, I saw a video of the, what are they called, Hasidic Jews, right?
Okay.
And they were having a big wedding celebration. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'll tell you what, other than the outfits, they were getting down. They're dancing people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Because of the celebration.
And everything.
Yeah, we don't allow them to celebrate anymore, you know?
Well, no. I mean, hey, you know, part of the meaning of the word Shabbat as well as rest, it means celebrate.
Yeah, I like it. I'm good with it. All right.
I mean, Judas, I think itself, Judas means praise and celebrate. Get down.
Now, I don't know. You know, there's certain denominations that would tell you, no dancing, no music. You know?
Judas would say different.
Hey, did you, I hear you can pick up season tickets for the Dodgers pretty cheap now. Did you buy any?
I'm going to dodge those tickets. I think I'm going to dodge a lot of that stuff that's given over to this nonsense, buddy.
You know, they're so self-unaware, they don't even realize how this looks. So the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Now, you know, whether you agree with the Catholics or not doesn't matter at this point. The nuns are only part of one group, really, the Catholic group, okay? And they give their lives, in most cases, they give their lives to what they believe God wants them to do. They take care of the homeless, they take care of the sick, the whole nine yards. And the only, these perverts, and that's how I'm going to put it, okay, these cowards, right? Well, I tell you what, I would have much more respect for them. Why don't you show up at the game on Pride Month and make fun of Muhammad? Why don't you do that? Let me watch you do that, okay? But you don't truly have the cojones that it takes to do something like that. You pick on the weak. You pick on the people that you know won't push back on you. That shows you what cowards you are. And so you do this, you dress up as clowns. There was one guy doing, did you see the video of the guy doing that snake dance on the cross while Jesus was being crucified?
Yeah, I just did a music video, and I used that footage. I did a video called Tranarchy as a play on the Sex Pistols Anarchy in the UK.
You got to tweet that to me, and I'll tweet it back out again, because I'm watching that and thinking to myself, this isn't art. They know what they're doing. And when they interviewed some of those people in that group, this isn't Joe slighting the LGBTQ community. This is Joe slighting a bunch of true haters because they hate somebody's religion and that's what they do. Now, they were disinvited when the heads of Dodgers went, that's not cool. We can't have that. And then they screamed so loud, which is why I keep telling people why we have to scream so loud, that they re-invited them and gave them an award for their, you know, perseverance. And they went, but not to worry, we're going to have Christian night in July.
Nice.
I would, yeah, right? I mean, oh my God, Frankie, how are we going to fix this? Just give me your own night, it'd be good.
Once again, Dodgers, that ain't going to help you dodge the wrath of God.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm not letting you off that easy because it gets even better. There's a group of California legislators that are actually wanting to bring them up to give them an award. Now, I'm going to stop believing in God if I don't start seeing some lightning bolts coming down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, come on, man. You take that back this instance. You know God's got his reasons. But I tell you what, man. The reward being the operative word here, man, because they shall see. The Lord had already said that, yeah, you'll get your earthly reward. Is this what you want? I'll leave you to it.
I don't get. You and I have had these conversations. I do not. Now, I will say one thing. There's been two. I know there's hundreds, but there's been two professional baseball players, one on the Dodgers, I think one out of Atlanta or Texas, who has spoken up and said, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. This is a slight on my belief. And why is this okay? Why is it okay to have these people come and hate on us?
Right.
And, you know, my buddy said, think about it, Joe. You know, you're always saying that people, you know, they need to step out and not be afraid. These guys could lose their jobs over these comments. And they're making millions every year.
Well, so, that's part of what it is to be a Christian, man. It's, you know, it's you got to understand the meaning of the word sacrifice here. And, I mean, Jesus gave up a heck of a lot more. And his disciples gave up, you know, they gave up more. You know, people are worried about, oh, you might lose your career. Is the Lord not worth it? Gain the world, but you gotta speak up, man. And I wanted to say this really quick, though, is you brought up, the Catholic religion, and you brought up, the Sisters of a Perpetual Indulgence.
Indulgence, yes.
There's a lesson to be learned here. Because, see, when it comes to these religions, pretty much religions are merit-based. God is not merit-based. Like, look, man, you can't earn my favor, and to think that you can earn my favor with all these
prayers
and deeds and stuff. And the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will tell you that, hey, we're not just people who just dress up and drag and, you know, we go and, you know, and parade around and stuff like that. We're a charity organization. We go out, we do outreach, we spend time with the poor at the hospices and stuff like that, particularly the AIDS victims, and we do charity work and all that sort of stuff. So as far as they're concerned, they're contributors to the communities out there doing good deeds and good works.
Ooh.
And this is a lesson for people. It's like, it's bottom line is, it don't matter how much good works you think that you're doing. It don't mean squat to Jesus. Our righteousness is but filthy rags to him. Are you squared up with me? Do you love me and follow me according to who I say I am, and I am the one you follow? You don't follow a religion. You don't follow some formula of merits or things like that to think you're a good person. You simply follow me and do as I command. And my commandment to you is basically don't do people dirty.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I do think, though, you know, people talk about persecution. Now, you know, I don't think we're being persecuted like Christians in the Middle East were persecuted. But for the U.S., this is a major persecution for them. And they need to learn how to stand up and open their mouths. We've got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Zoe will return with us at the bottom of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, our pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A reporter who was there keeping an eye on it says President Biden appeared to be okay after a fall during an appearance in Colorado Thursday. It happened as Biden was congratulating U.S. Air Force Academy graduates.
He then walked to the motorcade when they were leaving just behind me here as well, exactly jogging.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach in New Hampshire.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
New video shows a tense exchange between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a reporter during a campaign stop in New Hampshire. DeSantis didn't field audience questions from the podium following his remarks Thursday, as is traditionally done by presidential candidates in that state. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Okay, so I will tell you that a cough drop and hot chicken soup don't go together. Put that in your list of things that should not happen in your mouth, kind of thing. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you guys would be happy to know that Lori Lightfoot is now has a job. Alfonso Rachel joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate his. You know, weren't you? I was concerned that she'd end up on the welfare rolls. You know, I didn't want that to happen to her, right? I mean, she ran a whole city. She should be compensated in some way. So Harvard decided to go ahead and hire her in. I guess the class is how to destroy a major U.S. city in 4 years. I don't know.
So she got a professor tenure, professorship there then.
Yeah, at Harvard. You know, you people sending your kids to Harvard, that should give you a warm fuzzy, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, their standards are really high at Harvard. I mean, who else goes there? Like a hog? He's got an honorary trip there.
Anybody who pushed against tradition are the ones that get, they more than happy to give you a professorship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And funny, man, and the irony is that Harvard, man, that was the place where, that was the school for Christian literature to really, you know, go deeper into the literacy, man, of being able to articulate the word of God.
Oh yeah, I mean, was it Harvard or Yale? One of the schools.
Both of them, I think.
One of the schools, big name schools. A couple of them were specifically put in place to raise up pastors.
Yeah.
You know, men of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in Pepperdine, out here in California, that was a Christian university. So you sit there, you scratch yourself in the head and go, wow, those guys who tore up Scripture, knew all about it, studied it deeply, how did this happen to them?
Yeah. Devil gets in the garden, man.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Everybody's talking about The Chosen. Because, you know, it makes Jesus more human, right? I mean, I know a lot of our brothers and sisters who I believe they're truly solid in their love for Christ, and they're watching this thing and they go, well, you know, it kind of brings a And kind of for the average person, it would bring a humanity to Jesus, if you would, right? But for Pride Month, I guess, as they're shooting their stuff, they're flying the gay pride flag on the set of The Chosen. Now, if you read the article and you read what their response is to this, it's because that they want to show or they want to portray an authentic Jesus. So I'm sure Jesus would have wrapped himself in a flag sitting there at dinner with the rest of the boys, right? Go ahead. It's all yours.
Hey, well, I tell you what, man. The Lord don't need to wrap himself in another flag, man. He is our banner. I mean, Jehovah Nissi, man. The Lord is our banner. And that flag, we ain't supposed to share that flag with another flag, you know, that is especially when that flag is apart from him. And but yeah, they're under this idea that Jesus is all loving and all accepting and whatnot. It's like, yeah, he does love us. He doesn't love what we do, and that's not a license to take for granted his love. And I mean, this guy, you know, who left that pride flag back, he does that every day. He's always, you know, coming in with his gay colors and his husband and stuff like that. It's like, dude, how disrespectful is that? Jesus doesn't, indeed, these guys try to sell it like Jesus is all accepting of that. He's not. He's actually a very conditional God, and there's nothing wrong with that. And but this guy comes in with his arrogance and his perversion and flaunts it in a place that is supposed to be a ministry and a promotion of God's word. And yeah, this is... my instincts about this show, man, have always been, yeah, I don't think I want to get behind this because I know what road they're on. I've seen it from the get go.
Well, I think you and I talked about this on Facebook, and there are ads that keep popping up. There's actually a series by Christian psychologists, a series on Christian sexuality, and you know, God made you who you are, kind of thing, and all of that, and. And, you know, you have to sign up for the series and pay money for it. I don't want to do that. So I grab bits and pieces where I can through the ads. And they really are promoting an anything goes. You know, God loves you no matter what you're doing. He made you that sexual being you are because we were made as sexual beings. I thought we were made as spirit beings, but that's beside the point. We'll talk about that later.
Word.
Yeah, right?
anything goes. Anything besides God goes to hell is how that works. So they're definitely lying to folks.
Well, yeah, and they some feel, we talked about, I don't want to talk about them right now, but you talked about some of these churches that bring you to Christ, if you would, or try to portray Christ, but everything is a smile and everything's cool and God loves you and life is wonderful. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like there's nothing negative in God's world. I'm thinking, really? I don't know. All those beating that Jesus took was kind of negative. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, man, we don't want to like stop people from trying to make, you know, creative media. Which is, we need to be able to relate to folks. You know, we got to try to make the message relatable. A lot of these people, they're given over to their imaginations anyway. They don't really speak the language of reason. A lot, the godless, you know, that's not their language. You know, the word of God, the logos, you know, it means logic. It means reason. It means, you know, the law. These people don't embrace that. So you have to be able to communicate with them another way. I got all that. And the Lord wants us to be creative. With the vehicle, not the message, the vehicle, right? You make that stuff interesting, how you're going to transmit it. Yeah, you got to be able to effectively transmit it and make it interesting and stuff like that. But taking liberties with the message and stuff like that, and taking liberties with the law itself, you know, taking liberties with the Lord's message in making him out to be this guy who's okay with homosexuality and he loves you and he's okay with this and okay with that. That's worse than taking liberties with the message. That is taking liberties with the position of God altogether. And yeah, that's not good, man. Not good.
Well, it's funny you should say that because there was a young man that was going to different churches around the country. This was not long ago. This is probably 8-9 years ago. And talking about the sin at Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know if you heard about this. there were actually pastors letting him in the church. And his conversation was all around the sin at Sodom and Gomorrah was their lack of, ready for this one, you got to fall out of your chair, the lack of hospitality, okay, that they weren't,
okay.
They weren't welcoming and inviting and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, and I heard him. As a matter of fact, I wish I could find it because I had him on the show years ago when he first started out on this. And I almost couldn't get him on because he was concerned that I was going to take the traditional view of Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, no, actually, I'm going to take the biblical view of Sodom and Gomorrah. But I don't know if you ever heard that, where they're saying that the biggest problem was the lack of hospitality, lack of, you know, the receiving of the people there.
Oh, you mean because the dudes want to drag the angels out of house and rape them? That's
that one.
Did you leave that part out of what was so inhospitable? All right.
Yep. Oh, they always, come on. They always do. You know that, right?
What about the surrounding nations? Were the surrounding nations like crying out to God because they're so inhospitable, God? You know, can you hurt them for being like not hospitable to us? It's like, no. They was out there when they was raping them nations too. They were just perverts. They were perverts. Who are pushing their perverse culture onto the surrounding nations? So no, this they were sexual perverts is why they're set to an oppressive degree. It was tyrannical perversion.
Well, there's I don't know what her name is, quote unquote a religious scholar, trying to state that. Oh, come on, I just had it here. I hate computers. They never do it. Basically, forgiveness, you know, Christian forgiveness, is a social construct. And because it doesn't do anything but make you feel better about what happened. And that when somebody commits suicide, and it, you know, you like your dad or your mom or something along those lines, you forgiving them for what they did and ruining your life, well, that's a social construct. You should be able to be mad at them. Look, I can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense, so don't pound on me too hard here. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Teibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. I'm back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For those of you who asked, it just sounds more painful than it is. I'm not in any pain. I guess I'm on that cusp of laryngitis or whatever it's called. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our buddy Zoe Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always love his time. And you know what? Before we get rolling and then like I run out of time, tell people to pick up that fantastic music you got, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and your music video that you just put up, the painful one.
Yeah, the painful. It was kind of painful to make it, man. It's, my website is bronzeserpentmedia.com, and he's talking about my music project that I have there, Sledge X. I just did a video called Tranarchy, play on, the Pride Parade set to the tune of Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols. So, I had a little bit of fun.
Wait a minute, my brother. The Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols!
Oh, God. All right. Not something I probably would listen to, I'm sure. I remember they were like grunge rock is when I heard them once.
Kind punk of
what
rock.
I would equated them to. What's that?
Punk rock.
Yeah, sounded more like grunge rock to me, buddy. Anyway, yeah, it's a little different there. So apparently, as we were talking about, forgiveness is just a construct. And they say, and she said, it's a means of keeping you in the fold.
Well, I forgive her for her foolishness.
Go ahead. No, but it is for us. It is for us. It is understanding that, man, I haven't reached perfection. I have done some stupid stuff. I hope people can forgive me for the dumb things I've done. Mm-hmm. But you run with that. You run with forgiveness. You know more about it than I do.
I mean, she doesn't understand what forgiveness is. Forgiveness isn't the absence of justice. Forgiveness isn't the absence of anger. You know, as one person, I think, as the saying goes, you not forgiving somebody is basically you taking poison and waiting for somebody else to die. You know, that's forgiveness.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody does you wrong, you have the right to be angry about it. But to just stay in that anger, it's like, don't do that.
Yep.
That does nobody any good. It poisons you, really. It doesn't mean that person doesn't have justice coming to them. You just can't do it in a spirit of hate. You got to let go of the hate. Like, look, man, let's go ahead and resolve this. If you stole something from me, we'll go through the proper channels, because the word says, hey, don't be like, going, being obsessed about getting what belongs to you back. There's retribution for those things, but there's channels that you got to go.
Right.
That way we stay civil. You know, the society stays civil.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. And I think when it comes to forgiveness, too, what are you really, deep down inside, what are you looking for when you won't forgive, right? You want revenge.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that deep down inside? You're like, no. No, because if I forgive you, that means I can't come back at you. If I forgive you, that means I can't do anything about it. You know, but I know this is, you're gonna chastise me, but I always think, ain't nobody can get you back better than God.
That's right.
Okay?
I can't argue with that.
You know, I could have all these things in my head going, yeah, I know how to get him back. You know, but give it up to God, let it go, move on. Because they really do. You know, my grandmother, old Italian woman, she would be in the kitchen talking to herself. And I'd say, Grandma, who are you talking to? Oh, no, I'm just working something out. No, she's not. Because when I keyed in on what she was saying, she was having it out with somebody at work. In the kitchen, in her head. You know what I'm saying?
Rehearsing her revenge, right?
Yeah, right. And it's kind of like, look at all that space, all that anger, all that adrenaline that's taken up in your body, in your mind. So when God said, hey, let it go. Let me deal with this.
Yes.
So
let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, it doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't help you out at all. And we gotta come to that conclusion. I'm on this kick this week because a lot of my Christian friends are stepping up. They're so much worried about, I shouldn't say stepping up. I'll say speaking out, because there's nothing behind it. They're just speaking out. So they're sitting here. They're looking what's going on. They're talking about Pride Month. And they're asking me, like, well, you know, how does this happen here? And how did we let this happen there? And I love saying, no, you were perfect. Perfect answer. You let it happen. What have you done? You know, I'm bigger than the schools, so I'm sitting saying, what have you done with the schools? You've got kids in schools. Have you gone to their libraries? Have you sat in their class? Have you even asked your children at night when they come home, hey, what happened in school today? You know, God bless. It's like Adam, that woman you gave me, right?
And do you start off their day, you know, with the word of God or in their day? The bottom line is that it needs to be in. It's like, I guess you got parents that are more interested in their homework. It's like, what did you learn in school today? Did they learn the word of God from you today? You know, the word says, raise your children up with the instruction of the Lord. These kids ain't being raised up with that. You know, and they go to school, they're not prepared, and before you know it, they belong to the devil.
Yeah, you know, but I don't want my kids to feel different than the other kids.
You should cherish that. Yes, your kids should be different. You know, they should be peculiar, strange to other kids. Like, I know that, you know, people don't want their kids to be bullied and stuff like that and whatnot. They're going to get a lot worse, you know, if they're not trained up, you know, with the board.
No. No, which it's just been, there it goes. Hold on. There you go. We're back. There you go. God bless. No, I mean, seriously, when I'm listening to these people, you know how I like to peruse some of those Men of God sites on Facebook? I always get a kick out of all the scholarly experts, Facebook scholarly experts that we have there, and, you know, how they speak to this stuff. And a lot of them, there is no forgiveness. It's not that they don't believe in it, they don't speak to it, if you would, right? And now you got some of them saying that, you know, from the Catholic point of view, because we don't hear many other pastors getting involved, these fathers or priests or whatever that won't give communion to people who promote and or support abortion, they're creating division of the family. And I'm going, yeah, you ain't my family if you're promoting abortion. Even if you're my blood, you ain't my family if you're promoting abortion. But from within their own church, they still can't see that that's life.
Man, are you hearing the irony in that? They're talking about, don't speak this because this promotes division. Abortion, the very nature of abortion is to divide. It's to divide family. That mother and that child in the womb are family. Abortion effectively divides that family. You know, so they're a little late to the conversation, Joe.
We've gotten to the point, though, that this has crept in, and you know how it goes. You and I have talked about this for years. These little things have crept in. I don't care if it's Halloween. Well, I don't want my kid to be ostracized. Now you got churches that are doing, what are they calling it, Harvest Night or something like that? Now, you put lipstick in a dress on a pig. Guess what? It's still a pig. You know, it'll still make bacon. You know what I'm saying? but we've gotten sucked into this, and now it's almost like a wave that the church as a whole has gotten sucked into.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the thing is, the church, what happened is, it's not even so much that the church is trying to copy this, Christians trying to copy Halloween. That's not even really the crime. The crime is that they allowed the world to take over something that was supposed to be used to point to the Lord. It's like, look, man, when we're talking about Holy Evening, Hallows Eve, there's a lot of things to be able to teach about the Word of God in this very celebrated holiday that we just let the godless have, you know? Yep. And it's, but man, the spiritual, and I'm talking holy spiritual. I'm not talking about like just pagan or just
spiritually hooky. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, spiritual. Thank you, man. So spiritual hooky. Man, there is Holy Spirit lessons to be learned that could be, I mean, the wonderful things that could be taught, you know, while you got the kids' attention with Halloween and they're excited about Halloween, like, man, let me give you something really sweet to learn, you know? We gave that to the, you know, we gave it over to him, and we just went with our little Harvest Fest alternative.
All right, come here, eyeball pop. I actually had a pastor say to me, well, think about this. This is the one night where they come to you. You don't have to go out chasing them around. And I said, oh, so you're speaking the word every time you open the door? You got scriptures tied to the candy. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of you, but I am making fun of you, because what does that mean? What do you do with that opportunity? And he looked at me like I hit him in the head with a bat. Like, dude. I'm just asking. I'm curious. You got some gold there. I'd like to know where it is, you know? Anyway, where do people find your music? Find more about you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys come check out Zoloft, Zopium Den, Sledge X. See
there. Check it out. Go there. Stop buying crap from Beyonce and buy stuff from him. Good stuff. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.